You are listening to the second to last ever episode of Everything Irish. Damn, that's crazy. It is May 8th. You're listening on May 8th, and also I'm recording because it's just after midnight, because I kind of forgot. But we're here. We're recording now. We're going to start you off with Red Haired Mary by Dervish, which I last played on National Kick a Ginger Day.
Bingo and fine morning last July, a fine young man came up behind me, red-haired Mary, he did cry. Will you come with me, my red-haired Mary, the donkey he can carry too? I looked at him, my eyes a twinkle, my cheeks they were rosy, yo. Thank you kindly, sir, I answered, then I tossed me by the hair. Says I, will you hold the donkey and arrive with you to the Dingle Fair? When we reached the town of Dingle, he caught me and was said, and a tinker he pulled up behind him, hit him right in his left eye. Take your hands off, red-haired Mary, she and I are to be wed. We were with the police this very morn to make we lie in our marriage bed. With his hobnails, knocked him to Tom Murphy's door. He galloped off to meet his father, the tallish man you wear did see. He tapped him gently with his knuckles, and now he's missing two front teeth. Oh, and I, a happy Colleen man, with you I'll go. I said, never mind the police this very morn. Tonight we'll sleep in Murphy's shed. Take your hands off, red-haired Mary, she and I are to be wed. We were with the priest this very morn. Tonight we'll lie in our marriage bed. My red hair, Gaz and Gilly at the tinker, weren't we the happy pair? Take your hands off, red-haired Mary, she and I are to be wed. We are with the priest this very morn, tonight we'll lie in our marriage bed. Take your hands off, red-haired Mary, she and I are to be wed. We are with the priest this very morn, tonight we'll lie in our marriage bed.
Bright May meadows of Chamonix, a rebel hand set the heather blazing and brought the neighbors from far and near. Then Father Murphy from old Kilcormac spurred up the rock with a warning cry. Harm, harm, he cried, for I've come to lead you for Ireland's freedom. We'll fight or die. He led a song against the coming soldiers and the cowardly yeomen we put to flight. Was at the Harrow, the boys of Wexford showed Borky's regiment how men could fight. Look out for hirelings, King George of England, search every kingdom where breeds a slave. For Father Murphy from the county Wexford sweeps o'er the land like a mighty the Yos at Tullow took Father Murphy and burnt his body upon the rack. God grant you glory, brave Father Murphy, and open heaven to all your men. For the cause that called you may call tomorrow in another fight for the green again.
That was Boulevogue by the High Kings. I think that's one of the pieces I played pretty early on in this show, back in the first season, sophomore year. It's about the Wexford Rebellion and the priest who helped lead it, Father Murphy, who was executed by the British. Not a good way to go. Next up, we've got the Battlefield Band with Shepherd Lad.
Sheep upon the hill, and he's laid his pipe and his crook aside, and there he slept his fill. He woke up on a river bank on a fine May morning, and there he spied a lady swimming in the clothes that she was born in. So he raised his head from his green bed, and he approached the maid. Put on your clothes, my dear, he says, and do not be afraid. It's fitter for a lady fair to sew silken seam than to rise on a fine May morning and swim against the stream. Well, if you'll not touch my mantle and you'll leave my clothes lame, and I'll give you all the money, sir, that you can carry hame. Touch your mantle and I'll leave your clothes alone, but I'll tack you out of the clear water, my dear, to be my aim. And he's taken a root of the clear water and his router in his arms. Put on your clothes, my dear, he says, and hide your bounteous charms. He's put her on a milk-white steed, himself upon another, and it's all along the way they rode, like sister and like brother. And she's thrilled at the pen, and ready stood a porter there to let the fair maiden. Well, the gates were opened, it so nimbly she stepped in. She said, King sir, you are a fool without, and I'm a maid within. So fare ye weel, my modest boy, I thank you for your care, but had ye done as you desired, I'd never have left you there. I will sew no silken seam on a fine May morning. You can bide your time till your time runs out, so take this as fair warning. I will sew no silken seam on a fine May morning. You can bide your time till your time runs out, so take this as fair warning.
when I choose playlists for the show, I usually ensure, at least in the first, more traditional half of the show, to have a good mix of vocal and purely instrumental pieces. And after putting together this list relatively late at night, I realized I definitely did not do that. So that was Drowsy Maggie, Rakish Patty, and Harvest Storm by Alton. And that was actually the only fully instrumental piece you'll hear today. Sorry about that. Next up, we've got a song I used for the very brief cow, the cow theme last semester. This is Solas with Ilalu Nagamna, which means something about looking at newborn calves or something. So enjoy that one.
Highway.
goodnight. But home I went, then home I went, and to my heart's delight. I never robbed a poor man yet, nor lately caused anyone to fret. I robbed the lords and the ladies bright, and I took their jewels, took their jewels to my heart's delight. Give them white garlands and ribbons all, and when I'm dead they will speak the truth. He was a wild and was a wild and a wicked youth.
That was The Newry Highwayman by Runa. There's a few other pieces I'd like to play by Runa, but they're not on YouTube, which is unfortunate. They're on Spotify. And it's really hard to rip songs from Spotify, so for the time being, that's impossible. But, you know, this one was also good. Next up, we've got The Hills of Donegal, which is a silly song about a man who, you know, if he could, he'd build a wall around old Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. By God, he'd build it tall. It's a very silly song, and I hope you have fun with it.
Talk about Atlantis, how it's lost beneath the sea, and the grave of the unknown soldier, or the cry of the Banshee. Who was the man in the iron mask? Was Jack the Ripper set free? But ask them all, where's Donegal? It's still a mystery. And if I could, I'd build a wall around El Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. My God, I'd build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Play my clubs and all my pubs, blackjack and roulette. Nail Blaney, Bridget Nielsen, Mike Tyson having a bet. In a show could then be known for his multi-millionaires, where Donald Trump would like a chunk to live in solitaire. And if I could, I'd build a wall around El Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. My God, I'd build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. To
to stand on top of fairy girl, but give me such a thrill. And hear them say in Dublin, there's gold in them there hills. So don't despair, cause if you dare, the answer lies with me. There's a wall that's deep and there's going cheap somewhere in Germany. And if I could, I'd build a wall around El Donegal. The north and south, to keep them out, my God, I'd build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Let me continue with a song. It's called The Black Velvet Band. It's got a chorus, which you probably know. So,
is it? Well, in a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trade I was found. Many an hour sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Let's hear you sing now. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. Come on! I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, long for to stay, when who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan's, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Raise the roof now. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid and a gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very next thing that I knew was I'd landed in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. Come on! I thought her the queen of the land.
Say up!
And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. The judge, she says to me, young man, your case, it is proven clear. We'll give you 7 years penal servitude to be spent far away from the land, far away from your friends and companions, betrayed by the black velvet band.
Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land.
Whoop, you go.
Her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
So come all you jolly young friends,
take my leave. When you are out on the town, me boys, beware of the pretty collies. For they'll feed you with strong drink, Marya, till you are unable to stand. And the very next thing that you know is you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Last time now, arise, they shall let die. Let's hear ya! I fought her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's the classic Black Velvet Band, sung by Luke Kelly of the Dubliners. We sang that in Early Music Ensemble last spring during our second Irish concert. My friend Kaylee, a fellow civil engineer, sang solo for that, I believe. I don't know if you've been keeping up with foreign elections, but Northern Ireland had their election 2 days ago, and Sinn Féin, I believe, came out on top. So I think, I haven't confirmed this yet, but I think for the first time in Northern Irish history, the leader, the highest-ranking official in Northern Ireland will be an Irish nationalist instead of one of the British sympathizing unionists. So that's big news. So this song is called The Sinn Féin Train. This is by the Irish Brigade.
It's the Sinn Féin men on that one-stop train. The deal has been done, the story's told. There's no turning back, take a look at the track. Can't you see it's green, white and gold? David Trimble standing there with the conductor, Tony Blair. He said, please stop the train and I'll be nice. But David, don't you mind, if I was you I'd look behind. Here comes wee Jeffrey with the knife. It's the Sinn Féin men on that one-stop train. The deal has been done, the story's told. There's no turning back, take a look at the track. Can't you see it's green, white and gold? Ian Paisley, that's your name, and you're welcome on this train. But it's a one-way ticket, you've been sold. And if you start to shout, then we'll have to throw you out. And there's no discount for the old. It's the Sinn Féin men on that one-stop train. The deal has been done, the story's told. There's no turning back, take a look at the track. Can't you see it's green, white and gold? McCrae stood there and cried with McCartney by his side. They're standing on the platform looking sore. You won't march where you want, we won't listen to your taunts. It's not an orange state anymore. It's the Sinn Féin men on that one-stop train. The deal has been done, the story's told. There's no turning back, take a look at the track. Can't you see it's green, white and gold? The whistle it has blown in every house and every home. The tricolor's flying all around. The engine it is stoked, the union it is broke. And it's fair paid and punch, not in pounds. It's the Sinn Féin men on that one-stop train. The deal has been done, the story's told. There's no turning back, take a look at the track. Can't you see it's green, white and gold? Now Tony's taking notes while Bertie counts the votes. Sinn Féin are on the rise again. And Trimble's blood will boil when the first stop is a dial and five Sinn Féin TDs board the train. It's the Sinn Féin men on that one-stop train. The deal has been done, the story's told. There's no turning back, take a look at the track. Can't you see it's green, white and gold? can't you see? It's green, white, and gold.
Was Body of an American by the Pogues. I think that was probably the first song by the Pogues I ever knew. It came into my YouTube recommendations randomly, and I thought it was okay. So for a while, I knew the Pogues as the band who did Body of an American, and not much more than that. But then over Christmas, so I don't even remember what Christmas, sometime late teenage years, Tio got me If I Should Fall from Grace with God by the Pogues, and I have been a huge Pogues fan ever since, so thank you for that, Tio. And if you didn't know Body of an American from that, you might know it because they sang it in The Wire. We've got your weekly Black 47 song up next. This is The Day They Set Jim Larkin Free. Jim Larkin was one of those Irish socialists, trade unionists, syndicalists, one of those fellas. Real rabble-rouser. So, of course, Black 47 just had to write a song about him.
Jail, made a worse one, setting me free. Oh, I see what is, I see the way things should be. The skies will regret the day they set you locking free. Morning's here, but no light in our eyes. Nothing but fear and apprehension. And their lights, and down the lane, the big man strides, a force of nature unleashed. And all our doubts dissipate before him as we follow him. See what it is, I see the way things should be. They made a mistake, sending me to jail. Made a worse one, setting me free. Look up at the stars, throw the light into dark places. You can't see the heavens above when you're down there on your knees. Go on. Treason, arrest me for conspiracy. But I know it's no crime to desire that my people should be free. Cause I see what it is, I see the way things should be. The scouts will regret the day they set you locking free. Night has come, city sleeps in tears. Nothing to cling to but each other. Tomorrow the same fears. The sound of voices in the distance. Messiah's close at hand. Rise up, my poor afflicted. You too can taste the promised land. See the way things should be. They made a mistake, sending me to jail. Made a worse one, setting me free. Look up at the stars, throw the light into dark places. You can't see the heavens above when you're down there on your knees. Go on, nail me for treason, arrest me for conspiracy. But I know it's no crime to desire that my people should be free. 'Cause I see what is, I see the way things should be. The scouts regret the day they set you lock and free. 'Cause I see what is.
Flogging Molly with The Heart of the Sea. I don't really have anything to say about it, but it's good. Next up, we've got The Pogues again. This is the only Irish punk song to mention Euclid. This is The Limerick Rake. And then after that, we've got our final Irish song of the day. That's The State of Massachusetts by the Dropkick Murphys, which is such a banger. So hang around for both of those. Thank you.
young fella that says he's born in Castletown, Connor, and very well known in Newcastle West, to spend many a night with Kitty and Judy and Mary. With parents are beautifully for place to rake and for spending my time in such frolics and ways. But I never could forget the good nature of Jenny on his fire and shared my Natasha. There's some say I'm foolish, there's some say I'm wise, I've been fond of a woman that think it's no crime. But a son of King David, a 10,000 wives, and his wisdom was highly regarded. And you could and clever, it taught me to write, but my heart it was stolen by a pair of brown boys. I'm dead from the mountains, her stockings are white, I'd love to be tight in her garden. For silver and some yearn for gold, and Lord Devonshire's treasures are 20 times more. But he's laid on his back with his knuckles and stones, like his fuggerine mother or Natasha. And while I am dead and I'm late to my rest, my women and children are keen at my way. They'll gather around and they'll offer a prayer to the Lord for the soul of their father.
That's the kind of song that makes me wish the WJRH studio was working right now. Because there is nothing like making yourself go deaf by blasting the Dropkick Murphys on the big speakers. That is all the Irish music we have today, but it is not all the music we have today. One bonus piece, really not related at all, but our early music ensemble concert was last Sunday, and it went all right. And there's one song that was pretty good that our professor cut from the recording and sent to us directly. This is my friend Sarah on soprano, and then me on harpsichord and a few string players. This is Intorno all'idio mio, which is from Antonio Cesti's opera Orentea. This is some lament about love or something, I don't know. It's very melancholy, but also kind of, you know, heartfelt at the same time. It's quite a good one. The sound balance isn't perfect, because, you know, we only had two microphones recording, but I hope you enjoy it. That was me on harpsichord, my friend Sarah on soprano, and a few other people singing a piece from Antonio Cesti's opera Orentea. I I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you next week for the last ever show. Wow. All right. Bye.